Replay Playstats, this is Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling you from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with Michael Cox.
Yep, this is him.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Glad
you're
here. All
right, so we have a client interview scheduled for you today. This call takes about 30 to 40 minutes approximately. So with that being said, is this a good time for you?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, we scheduled it, so we're good.
All right, well, let's move on. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. First and foremost, we will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of the services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps, okay?
Yeah, because I've been trying to get it to connect on here, and it won't do it.
All right, we're going to look into... Yeah, we'll be looking through all of these things. So first and foremost, we have to set up a security question. I see that you originally selected mother's maiden name. Would you like to keep it that way?
Oh, I never selected anything that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Fine. That's fine. I know. Yeah, that'll work too. Mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would the answer be?
It's Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N.
All right, gotcha. Let me just... enter that in 1 second. So this is just basically for your protection. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client service team may ask you this question.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, so that's just the purpose of that. And now let's take a look at the terms and conditions. So I see that we sent you an email with those terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have a chance to review those terms and conditions?
I've seen an email. Let me double check. I've looked at certain things.
Yeah, you might see the title of the email as Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Initial Invoice.
And that was sent yesterday.
Yep, I got it.
So in that email, there should be, of course, a little paragraph, and then there's a hyperlink that says click here to sign.
Yep, all right, so it's Google. Yep, okay, I see it now.
Okay, so you're just going to go in and take a look, and once you're ready, just enter your signature. Yeah, we kind of went over all this in the phone the other day. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this looks good.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to skim through it as best I could and still do whatever.
Oh, that's fine. There's no rush. Take all the time you want. Just let me know once you're done.
Yeah, it looks good. I think we pretty much discussed all this stuff on the phone.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything that you see. There's things that you've already discussed with the previous representative.
Yep. Okay. Cool. All right. Okay. Oh, wait. Do you see the complete change? Oh. Okay. Do I need to do anything on here or just acknowledge
so there's
that I read it?
No, there's a part in that email, I believe, like in the below hand side of the screen, and where you would sign, which you have like an orange arrow on it, where you would enter your name, and then you would click on some boxes.
Oh, I did that on the actual local Splash thing when I logged in earlier.
Oh, okay, because we don't see the signature done as of yet.
Okay, because it says right here the above terms and conditions have been accepted by Michael Cox on 7/31/2024. It says
okay, got it. Yeah, I actually see that I just received the update. So we're good on the terms and conditions. Thank you so much.
I did it like 10 minutes ago before you guys called. I was on the website and it had me do it there. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just received the signature now. So good. We're good on that hand. So let's go ahead and move forward with the interview. So the next step is just to verify all the business information we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so we can make the necessary changes.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on speaker because my wife's here too, so we can both listen.
Absolutely. Let me know what's correct. Okay. All right. So let's start with your business name. So we have your business name down as Destination Backyard LLC, correct?
Correct.
All right, good. So the address we have here on file is 2931 U.S. 50 in Batavia, Ohio, 45103. Is that correct?
You guys have the, on here it shows that the Destination Backyard LLC DBA replay play sets?
Yeah, the business name, yes. That's what we got.
Okay.
Okay, so what about the address I mentioned? Is the address correct?
The address is correct. 2931 U.S. 50, 45103.
Gotcha. And this address, is this a home address or an office location?
It's both.
Both home address and office location. Okay. And are you currently licensed and insured? Is a business licensed and insured?
Yes.
It is. Great. All right. So going back to the registration of your business, the license and insured, if you can send us a copy of your business documentation, we just need this documentation in order to verify or optimize your Google business profile. So we will be needing that. We're going to send you a few emails, and on one of the emails, all you have to do is respond to that email with that. Do you see that as a possibility?
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you by any chance happen to have your business license number and expiration date with you handy at this moment?
What is that?
Is that the through the state of Ohio, or you want the EIN number?
The business license number, wherever you see that.
Let's see. We have a few. So, because we've got the certificates from the state of Ohio for Destination Backyard and Replay Play Sets, which are two different numbers, but then we also have an EIN number through the federal government.
All right, so are any of those labeled as a business license number?
Have I certified the custody for business records?
I think what he's talking about is we're not required to have, like, a state business license for this, because I looked into that. We need an existence.
Yeah, I don't think we need an actual – I don't think the state of Ohio required us to have a state business license. We just needed to register our name through the state of Ohio, and we do organization.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much. Well, in that case, it's not needed. But again, if you can just send us an email, a response to the email we'll be sending you with that documentation, we will greatly appreciate that, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So now Google heavily favors businesses that show their address online, even if it's a home. And this can directly improve your rankings. However, since it is your home, many of our clients would rather keep that hidden. With that being said, would you guys prefer to have your address hidden online once we publish you or market you, or would you keep that hidden, or would you like to show that?
Fine, because that's where our display lot's at.
So you want to show it, correct? show the address. Okay. And I also, before I gave you a call, I did find that you have a website already created for your business, right?
Correct.
You do already have a website. Okay. And this website, who created this website for you?
I did it myself.
You did it yourself. Okay, awesome. So since you already have your own website, we're going to go ahead and publish that website as it is. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, let me just note that one moment. And I do want to confirm, I found that as replayplaysets.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, one second. Now, this address that we've confirmed with you earlier, I'm assuming that, of course, you could receive mail to this address, right?
Yes.
And the phone number that your clients will be calling you at is this same number that I'm calling you on right now, right?
Correct.
And the email address we have on file for your business is destinationbackyards@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, one sec. All right, so moving forward, something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. So basically what this is we would create a phone number, and this phone number that we create, we would publish it and would market that phone number. However, this new number does not replace your already existing number, the 513-378-9643. So the purpose of this new number is basically to show you how many people are calling you through our market. That way you guys know how efficient this service is. Not just that, if a client calls you and let's say you missed something in that call and you forgot something important they mentioned, you can go back to it and replay it. Since those calls are recorded, you could replay that call and hear it out again. You can hear that conversation again. And basically, you could look at all and keep everything, all your calls from your customers tracked. This is, again, already included in your package, and we can create this call tracking number. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Yeah, sure. That's just something somebody would call that number, and then it would forward to my phone or something.
There you go. So it's a new number, yes, but it does not replace your existing number. So each time someone calls this new number we're going to create for you, it forwards that call to your already existing phone number. So you
know that it came from that number?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I didn't know, like, if we just look at the caller ID, it's going to say that it's, like, from the Google number or whatever.
Yes, there will be a notification that it would come through. Well, there's an app that you would download, so you would know that way. And then it would let you know that it's coming from our market. That's correct. All right. Now, also, I do want to call out the fact that since you guys have your own website for your business, once we create this new phone number, of course, you will need to change the number on your website with the new tracking number. This way, we have consistency with all of your listings we will provide. And yeah, that phone number is, of course, the same number across all of the markets we have online, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right. So now something that comes hand-in-hand with the call tracking, this is an additional service, but it goes hand-in-hand with the call tracking number. This is a professional greeting. So as an example, when you guys call, let's say, your phone company, your cable company, you know how you call them and you get like a machine that says, hey, press 1 for billing, press 2 for, I don't know, customer service, and so on, so on. So that's basically what this is. This is whenever one of your customers gives you a call, they will hear a message, something like, hey, thank you for calling this business. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer. This basically gives you a much more professional look to your company and much more credibility, of course. Now, that message, you guys can modify it. You guys can choose whatever options you want your clients to hear. This is something that you can change at any time with no problem. Also, this does have an additional cost of only $19, but one time only. It's a one-time charge, but of course, it's optional. Would you guys like to subscribe to this service?
Not at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. Keep in mind that nothing is placed in stone. If you guys do want to add this in the future, you could always give us a call back so we can add that, okay?
That's what I was going to ask, if we could do it later on, maybe.
You can, yeah. So whenever you guys want to add this, you guys can always give us a call back and we can make those changes. So nothing is set in stone. All of this that we're discussing, you can always modify any of this, okay?
All right. Cool.
Awesome. All right. So now the next step from here is we will go over a few keywords. Keywords are basically the services that consumers are going to type online to find your business. So as an example, let me place myself in your customer's shoes. Let's say I'm in your area. I open up Google. And on that Google search bar, I type in some keywords to find your business or businesses related to your industry in the area. So with that being said, what keywords do you guys think potential customers could find you for?
Play sets, swing sets.
Outdoor play.
Playground.
Playground.
Basketball hoops. Or basketball goals, whatever.
Trampolines.
Trampolines. Outdoor furniture. I don't know how, if they would, if somebody wanted to have a playset moved, how would they just type that?
Playset services, maybe, or swing set services?
Playset relocation.
Or relocation.
Or playset moving. Go ahead.
You said playset relocation. I missed the next one after that. What was that again?
Maybe playset moving.
Okay.
Maybe playset refurbishing or swing set refurbishing.
Or repair.
Okay.
Any of that or swing set, so.
And then assembly. Playset assembly or set assembly.
Basketball hoop installation and trampoline installation.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so let me just repeat them back to you. I got, first and foremost, play sets. I got swing sets, playground, basketball hoops, and then I got trampolines, outdoor furniture, play set relocation, play set moving, play set repair, assembly, trampoline installation. And I got playset repair so far. Are you guys okay with these, or would you like to add a little bit more?
Basketball hoop installation.
Basketball hoop installation, okay.
What about, Darvin, we are dealers for like a playset for companies. What about those companies' names? Would those be good keywords?
Companies' like names.
Like, we have Eastern Jungle Gym playset, Skywalker Trampolines, and Mega Slam Basketball.
Okay, I can add those. That sounds like a good idea. So repeat that one more time, please.
Just because we're dealers for them, so.
And what were those keywords again?
Eastern Jungle Gym. Mega Slam Basketball Hoops. Or just Mega Slam. And Skywalker Trampoline.
Awesome. Okay, gotcha. So I've added those, and right before we move on to the next step, are you guys okay with these, or would you like to add more? Also, I do want to call out and mention the fact that, again, just like I mentioned earlier, nothing is set in stone. We will be sending you an email with these keywords that we just discussed. If you guys want to add, move, change, do whatever it is that you want to do, all you have to do is simply reply to that email with the changes you guys want, and we can make those changes for you. So what you give me now is not set in stone. You can always change that.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So we'll use those for now. These are all great options. And what do you guys would say is your main service? What would you like for your potential customers to find you for? As an example, if you were to give yourself a label, as let's say you guys are an X type of company, what would that be?
Outdoor play equipment.
Outdoor play equipment sales.
I'm so sorry. Repeat that again.
Sorry. Like outdoor playgrounds or
outdoor play equipment
sales.
Outdoor play equipment sales. Okay. All right.
Nah, that's good. Yeah, we're good.
Recreational, I think, like boats. We don't do boats.
Fine.
Alrighty, one second. Awesome. So once again, you will be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any of these keywords, please go ahead and just reply to that email so we can make any proper adjustments. You can do this whenever you want, as many times as you want. So keep that in mind. Now, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea on how we are going to market your business online. So is there anything that you guys would say is unique about your business or something that you would say this thing here sets you guys apart from your competitors?
Yeah, we do. We don't just sell prefab play sets. We do custom play sets for unique yard spaces, you know, like a hill or
custom builds.
Custom builds, basically.
Oh, okay, that's great. So if someone wants to create their own custom play set in their yard, you guys can customize something completely attached to the client's needs?
Come out and measure up the yard and figure out what we can do and then come up with a design and get the customer's approval. And, yeah, we do that. I mean, we also sell prefab ones like, you know, everybody else does, but
right.
We also do in my shop.
Oh, I was also thinking, I didn't think to add this to the Google to the keywords either. We do refurbished or used play sets.
As well for the keywords, yeah.
Okay, I'll go back and add that as well. So with this being said, going back to the custom play sets, let's say you guys go out there, do the measurements and all things like that. Is there like, do you guys offer free estimates for that or is there a cost for that?
It's free estimates as long as it's local.
As long as, oh yeah, of course, it is local for sure. All right, so free estimates. And are you guys a family-owned business?
Yes.
All right, one second. All right, and so far, have you guys thought of a mission statement for your business?
Not particularly. Not really.
All right, not a problem. Well, that's what we're here for. We're just going to go over a few options, and I'm going to give you guys a couple of mission statements. If you feel that one of these resonates with your business the most, you guys just stop me and let me know, okay? So
all right.
One of the options that we can go for, you can say something like, at Destination Backyard, we bring creative projects and visions to life would be one good one. Another one is at Destination Backyard, we strive for higher standards of service. Another possible option could be at Destination Backyard, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Also, another one could be something like at Destination Backyard, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Do any of these so far resonate with you guys the best?
I like them all. I know one thing, like when we picked the name Destination Backyard, we were kind of thinking like along the lines of like making your backyard its own destination.
Like,
because people are doing like staycations and things like that. Well, you know, just go out into your backyard. You got it.
Okay, that's actually a good one. I would consider that more on the tagline or slogan end part of things. I can use that as a slogan for your company. Okay, so can you repeat that one more time for me, please?
Making your backyard a destination. A destination backyard. Make your backyard its own destination. Something like that.
Oh, okay, awesome. So can I leave it as making your backyard its own destination?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, we're going to use that one for the slogan, since usually that falls more on the slogan end of this thing. So I'm going to use that one as a slogan. But going back to the mission statement, could we maybe settle for at Destination Backyard, we bring creative projects and visions to life?
You said.
I like the third one. I don't remember exactly what.
All right, well, let me repeat that one again. So it would be at Destination Backyard, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let me get that one down. 1 second. Awesome. All right, so how many years have you guys been in business so far?
It'll be 5 years in October.
5 years in October. Awesome. So in business for 5 years, but have you guys been in this field prior from opening your own business? Like how long would you say you have experience for?
For just over 10 years.
Yeah, because you started with Rainbow 13, I thought.
No, 2014.
Well, 2014? Okay.
So a little slightly over the 10-year mark is in, correct?
Yeah, for each of us.
Okay, awesome. All right, that's great. All right, so so far with the 5-year business mark that you guys are on currently, have you guys hired any helping hands or is it just you two?
Oh no, I have 4 guys that work for me.
4 guys. Okay.
Run the business.
Yeah, because it's
family owned and operated.
My nephew, her son.
My other
Actually, 2 of her sons and then a family friend.
And I would assume that also you two put in some work as well. Is that safe to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So I was running
Okay. All right. So we would see a total of 6 of you guys working for the company, right? Sir?
Yes.
Yes.
6 people.
Sorry. I said yes. You probably didn't get...
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I didn't catch that. Well, now the next question, are you guys focused on just like residential type work for this business industry? Or is there somehow like, you did earlier mention that you guys are providers as well. So could we see you guys also do commercial?
Yes, yes.
Yes, we can. It's mostly residential, but we can do commercial as well.
We've done some daycares
and
some churches
so.
And stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So both. Awesome. Okay. And what are your guys' hours of operation?
10 to 5 Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Yes, that's this time of the year. Now, in the spring, I'll be open on Sundays.
We can do, like, Sundays by appointment when we're not open. Or after hours.
Sunday by appointment and after hours by appointment. Okay, that's good. Awesome.
The business.
So far, what type of payments do you guys accept?
Everything.
Credit cards. We also offer
PayPal. We have financing.
Yeah, we offer financing, and we can do Venmo, PayPal.
Check, cash, whatever.
We try to work with people.
All right. So do you guys do Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
Not Cash App.
I do Venmo, PayPal, and Zelle.
Gotcha. And you guys take all, I'm assuming all major cards like Visa, MasterCards, Discover, American Express.
All of them, yep.
And then we also offer financing.
And financing, okay.
That's new this year. New within the last month.
Oh, really? So you guys are all set up in that aspect of having all the cards you can take and all that? That's been taken care of?
I've been taking credit cards for probably four years now. But offering the financing just happened recently.
Oh, the finance is the recent addition. Oh, okay, gotcha. Understood. All right, excellent. So now that we've gathered all the business information that we need, I will be sending this to our provisioning team. We will optimize your business for the best leads for the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Now, let's talk about Google Business Profile. So before I gave you guys a call, I did a little research, and I did see that you do have a Google Business Profile, was able to locate that. With that being said, do you guys have access, like the users and password to access that Google Business Profile?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You do? Awesome. Okay, great. Now, just right before I jump into that, I see that your guys' business is currently located in... Hold on, I'm sorry, I lost it. You guys are in Batavia, Ohio, right?
Yes.
All right, so what cities, counties, zip codes in the area are you guys looking to get marketed at?
Cincinnati, Dayton, Northern Kentucky. Cincinnati, Tri-State area, Northern Kentucky, Dayton. We can even go out to, I don't know what.
It's like a 100-mile radius.
Yeah, pretty much.
About a 100-mile radius. Okay. Let me just open up the map. I just need to have a more clear idea on that. One sec.
I think we did that on the phone the other day, and I think we said something about, oh, no, never mind. That was something else.
That was something else. was that Angie's?
Yeah, that ain't working out so far. I might have to
cancel.
Yeah. Of course, it's only been 3 days, but.
All right, not a problem. So, I got the map. I'm looking at Batavia, and I see a few areas around the you guys. So, I see Willowville. Will Willowville be an option?
Yeah.
Oh, Willowville. Yeah.
Any of the areas around us, like Mariemont,
I can give you
Montgomery, Mason, or look at Butler County, Hamilton County, Warren County, Montgomery County, Claremont, Brown.
All the Northern Kentucky
like
ones.
Adams, Highland.
Green, Montgomery County.
Yeah, Green County, Dayton. Hey, we can go up to Columbus. There is a little bit of an extra charge for that, but.
All righty. So you're saying that Cincinnati, like, are we talking about Cincinnati entirely?
Yeah, or the whole of Cincinnati. Like, the whole of Hamilton.
I just wanted to make sure. So, all right, excellent. Let me just add that 1 second. All right, so I got the areas and locations. So going back to the Google Business Profile, so you guys did say that you do have access to the Google Business Profile. Do you guys have the time right now to add us as a manager?
Yes. Yeah, let me see. Profile manager.
He's logging in.
Well, it's always logged in.
I'm pulling it up. Where do we add that at?
Add a profile.
There should be an option that's called Business Profile Settings, where there's like three dots. You click on those three dots, and it would say something like Business Profile Settings.
Business Profile Settings.
Oh, Business Profile Settings. There it is. Okay.
And then you select an option that says Managers.
See that? We see people in access.
What do you think,
son? People in access, add, edit, or remove people's access.
Okay, you're going to go to the option that says add.
Add. Hey, man, are they still in there? I did something with, okay, go ahead. All right, add.
And then there should be like an email address field once you click on that. So you can enter the following numbers. Ready?
Hey.
That's going to be 552-554-6200.
Yep. 6200. All right. All right. Yeah, your name came up.
Local Splash, right?
Oh.
All right. So if you do see Local Splash, you're just going to add us once you see, select Local Splash, you're going to add us.
I put you as manager?
Yeah.
Yes.
Owner.
Right, okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, you need to delete that other one.
Yeah, I need to delete them. So I have, let me ask you a question. Are you guys similar to Clutch?
Not necessarily, no, but we could say that we are in the same industry, but not exactly the same, though.
I did something with them a couple years ago, and it still shows them on here, too. I forgot about that
person because we don't pay them anymore or nothing.
Okay. I just want to confirm one thing though. So when you selected us as a manager, did it give you like a confirmation that it was successfully done?
Let's see. It says pending.
It says pending.
Yep.
Oh, that's odd.
Does it need to be accepted before the invitee can manage?
So I guess it's sent. There's an invite.
Oh, the invite was sent. Let me just think if we've received that. Give me just a second.
Yeah, you need to cancel this Clutch.
Should I take Clutch off of here again?
Because we don't do anything with them anymore, right?
I haven't talked to them in 2 years.
Yeah, take them off. Remove.
You watch, they'll call me now.
They were supposed to have monthly meetings and everything, and never did it.
All right, so I just want to clarify. You said that there was an invite sent?
Yes.
Right now it says the invitation needs to be accepted before the invitee can merge the profile.
Manage
the profile. Sorry.
Okay, gotcha. One second. Is your Google business, does your Google business profile have a different business name?
Replay Playsets / Destination Backyard LLC.
Yeah, Replay Playsets is first on that one because we had it before we went LLC.
Oh, that's odd. Still not getting that invitation. Well, I'm just going to assume that there's a little delay. Hopefully that just goes through a little bit later. So we're going to leave that pending for now. And if we don't see anything added within the next 24 hours, then we'll get a hold of you to see what's going on there, okay?
Gives me a learn more thing here. Let's see. How to add and remove manage, blah, blah, blah. Manage your business. Okay, now this is just telling me how to do what we
do. Oh, yeah, it says the invitation.
Yeah, it says the invitation sent.
Yeah, we'll just assume there's a little delay there. So let's just leave that pending for now. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Now to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed a little bit further. So I'm going to send you another email. This one is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So to that email, you're just going to respond with some pictures of if you have any tools or equipment that you can take pictures of, if you have maybe like a vehicle that you specifically use for your business. We would also require a picture of that with the license plate. Workplace, if any, business registration, business card, business license and insurance, just like I mentioned at the beginning of this call. All you would have to do is reply the email with those pictures, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we will be following up with Google, and we'll let you know if anything else is needed. And the next step from here, I just want to let you guys know that one of our newest features is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Posts are a great way to get attention in real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. You'll be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts at any time in your client dashboard. This has no additional cost at all. However, of course, this is optional. Would you guys like to opt in or opt out from this?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do the automated post. All right, one second. All right, now let's talk about Yelp. I also looked you guys up in Yelp, and I did find a page. Do you guys still manage that page?
Yeah, it's a very basic page. I've not done a whole lot to it, so I'm kind of still learning.
Oh, it's understandable. Well, Yelp is actually not as popular, of course, as Google and Facebook. It's, I would say, like on the bottom section of popularity. A lot of our customers do have it. Some others don't. Of course, we could also help you out with Yelp if you want us to help you optimizing your Yelp page, making it a little bit better, making changes to it. We can do that for you if you like. This comes included in your packages, no additional cost. With that being said, would you like us to help you out with optimizing your Yelp page?
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
All right, and I'm assuming that you, of course, have access to your Yelp page, right?
I guess.
Yes, it's on my laptop, which I don't have with me right now, but yes.
Okay, well, if you don't have it right now, I'm going to send you an email, which is going to give you some very easy and simple steps on how you would add us as a administrator or manager to that Yelp page. That way we have access to making those changes, okay?
Okay.
All righty, one second.
You have the Destination Backyard email on your computer, right?
No, I don't think
email.
So.
Okay. I'll
yet.
Yes. All right, so now let's talk about your Facebook business page now. So I also looked you guys up in Facebook, and I do see that you also already have a Facebook business page established, correct?
Yes.
All right, and I'm assuming you guys also do have access to that Facebook business page?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. And would it be possible if you guys can grant us access also as administrators to that page?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that, but if you tell me.
It's actually super simple for this. I'll be sending you an email. All you have to do is literally click on a link that email has, and it shouldn't take no more than 2 minutes on how easy that is. So it's very self-explanatory, very straightforward.
And that won't stop any of our posts because, like, he posts jobs as we do them. I'm sure if you go through it, you'll see, you know, thank you. He thanks the customers and stuff after jobs are done. And that won't stop us from doing anything like that, correct?
You guys are still the bosses. You still get to post whatever you want, answer whatever you want, text whoever you want, and do whatever you want. So the reason why we want access to your Facebook page is because I see that you've signed up for the Facebook ads. So our job in the Facebook part of the process is basically to optimize your ads, basically add your pictures on those ads and things like that. But anything else that you guys do, you guys are free to do whatever you want.
All right, cool. All right. Okay.
All righty, one second.
She wasn't on the call the other day. She didn't know that. I knew that. But.
All right, not a problem. One second. All right, so now that we are discussing Facebook and I'll be sending you the email on how you would add us as an administrator. Let's talk about those Facebook ads I mentioned a little earlier. Since I do see that you have the Facebook ads added as a product in your package with us, let me place myself in your customer's shoes again. So let's say I am scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden I run into one of your guys' ads. Let's say that I am interested in your product. And in that ad, how would you like me, your customer, to contact you? You guys have three options that potential customers could contact you through those ads. One of these options would be a form. It's basically like 3 to 4 questions the customer would fill out, and then that you would receive an email with the information that customer filled out. Also, it could be as simple as a click of a call. So they just click on the phone button and it would ring your guys' phone right away. Or you can do Messenger, which is just like that. They will send you a message through the Facebook ad and you guys can text back and forth. So out of these three options, which ones you guys would feel is the best for you?
It's up to you.
I don't care.
Do you find that one works better than another?
Personally, I do see that the most popular people our clients tend to select would be the Messenger, simply because it's as simple as texting back and forth. The reason why calls I wouldn't suggest it that much is because if someone calls you and you guys miss that call, unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller, so you wouldn't see a phone number for you to call back. And nothing
I was kind of thinking Messenger, because I do a lot of messaging back and forth with people anyways.
That's also the one I highly recommend, as long as, of course, you guys, there is a Facebook policy that where you do have to answer within 24 hours of receiving that message, so you have to be on it. That's the only thing of it, but I would say Messenger is the best option for sure.
Yeah.
So would you like to go for Messenger?
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. So as of course, this is obvious, but I still want to mention that anyway. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure you have the app downloaded for you to be able to message back and forth. And of course, to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. These messages will come automatically to the Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service request. Again, you guys have to make sure you reply to any messages within 24 hours or as fast as you possibly can, okay?
Okay. That's all new right. Message.
What was that again? I'm sorry?
Like a new message from somebody. Because if I'm texting back and forth with somebody, after that it doesn't matter, right?
Oh, yeah. After that it doesn't matter. So if as long as you respond, the first message sent to you, correct?
Yeah. Because sometimes they'll send me saying thank you and then never say anything again.
Yeah, that's fine. That doesn't affect you at all.
All right.
So if in the future we need to give you a call either to remind you of something, maybe to discuss anything related to your account and marketing, do you guys have a preferred day of the week where you have more availability to take a call, or is any time, any day okay?
Pretty much any time. Well,
if you need us both, it's going to be a Monday. Just because I have another job, too, so.
Okay. So would you like me to set that the preferred day to give you guys a call would be Monday? Is it safe to say that Monday is the best day?
Yeah. Preferably, but, I mean, if you need to call me other days, I can.
And he's always available, so.
Oh, okay. And Monday, what time during the day works best?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. All right, awesome. One second.
business hours are 10 to 5, but we're here at 9. That just gives me an hour to stuff.
Absolutely. And do you guys have a logo so far for your business?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's on the website and on Facebook.
Yeah, we've not done one for the destination backyard yet, but we do have one for Replay Playset.
All right, well, if you guys already have a logo, you guys, we do need you to send that over to us since we, of course, since we'll be marketing your business online, we do need that logo to market that logo as your business logo. So, again, all you have to do is reply to the email that's requesting this logo, simple as that. And now, lastly, so you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email that we earlier discussed. Please review them. If you guys want to make any changes or add any of the keywords, please go ahead and just reply to that email with the changes you guys want. You will also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, that we can use these for your Google Business Profile and the ads, you can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, again, please send it over to that same email response. If we don't receive any photos or any logos, we will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your, of course, Facebook ads, Google Business Profile. These, or if you guys send any pictures that are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Also, keep in mind that there are general photos related to your industry. If you see any photos that may not apply, let us know, and we will remove or replace them with other images. And all of our photos are copyright protected. If you get any emails or calls regarding copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries.
And, oh, I get the messenger all the time.
They're
like over in other countries and stuff. I mean, yeah, that's a scam.
Oh, I hear you. All right, and within a few days, you guys will also be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you two to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on. And also, you will be receiving the call tracking email that we earlier discussed. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen to for you to promote, as well as to view the reporting for the call tracking number. Again, you will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business, okay?
That number be like a local 513 area code?
Oh, of course. We're always going to use a local number, yes.
Or an 800.
Or 800 number, but yeah, something local, okay.
All right. And now let me just tell you a little bit more about the time frame and what to expect with Local Splash. So your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified. You should see results of all of this within the next 45 to 60 days, depending on how fast you guys also cooperate with us with pictures and all that stuff and access to your Facebook and things like that. Don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. And also, since you guys mentioned scam calls, so all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. And more online presence can also result in all types of calls. It could be service requests, it can be competitors, along with other any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google, or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business Profile, or scam calls. So if anyone gives you guys a call, having you guys pay additional money for all of this, that is a scam call. If they confuse you, please make sure to give us a call. We'll make sure to answer any of your doubts. So keep that in mind. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you guys in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So 3 weeks from now falls, let's see, August the 21st, which is Wednesday. Does that day work for you guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
And what time during the day would you like us to give you a call on August the 21st, Wednesday?
Whatever time.
Will this time be okay? Same time today?
Yeah, that's actually perfect because she'll be here.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So just right before I finish everything off, I just want to thank both of you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions right before I finish this off with the last part of the interview. So far, do you guys have any questions or anything that you guys would like to clarify?
Not that I can think of.
No, I think we've pretty covered everything.
Awesome. All right, so after 5 to 7 days, please review all of the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. You guys will receive, of course, our contact information by email. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text message, or even live chat. Our hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Or you can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. Also, please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Lastly, I just want to close this by saying Local Splash wants to thank you for your business. We look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business, and I hope you two have an awesome day today.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Heard of that.